This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. You might not immediately recognize the name of the European company Unilever. Here in the U.S., it owns brands like Hellmann's, Lipton, Vaseline, Dove. Unilever's even more dominant in Europe. And Unilever's top European official has said something provocative in a new interview with the Financial Times Deutschland. He said, poverty has come back to Southern Europe, and the company will approach consumers there using techniques from developing countries. Gerard Reich is a food and beverage analyst with ING in Amsterdam. Hello.
Hello.
What are some of these techniques that Unilever has developed from selling in other parts of the world?
Well, it's in fact quite simple. They are reducing the packaging sizes of several of their successful products in order to make the products more affordable for people who go shopping with small money in their pocket. And that is something that they have already developed for a long time in Asia.
This seems like a delicate thing. Won't European consumers be insulted by being sold to like they are people in developing countries?
No, I don't think so. It just makes life easier for them. And I don't think that they will immediately think that the same is done as in Asia. There is demand for smaller packages and for smaller purchases.
Worth pointing out, perhaps, that there is something paradoxical here because, of course, buying in bulk is a better value over the long term, right?
Completely right. But it's all about liquidity in the pockets for a certain group of people who do not have easy access nowadays to liquidity because they need money for hospitals, etc.
We are not exactly having boom times over here in the U.S. Are any of these things applicable for Unilever with its U.S. consumers?
Yes, maybe it is. What Unilever said on this is when we can be successful in Europe with this kind of techniques, we can be successful everywhere. So this can be adopted to every country where there is some kind of increasing poverty because of the need for more austerity in government. That will also one time happen in the U.S., I think.
Gerard Reich is a food and beverage analyst with ING in Amsterdam. Thank you.
You're welcome.